Mr. Chairman and distinguished representatives, it's a great honor indeed to be invited to make a statement to the meeting of state parties of the BWC, which I'm doing on behalf of the Global Emerging Pathogens Treatment Consortium, also known as the GET Consortium. The GET Consortium was established at the height of the Ebola outbreak in August 2014 in Lagos, Nigeria, to bring together medical, governance, and project management experts from all the geopolitical regions of Africa as an indigenous multi-sector response mechanism to biological threats on the continent. As far as we know, it is the first of its kind in Africa. The consortium is currently comprised of over 70 African experts and academics from diverse backgrounds working with international collaborators and has offices registered in Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone, and the United States of America. It functions now as a think tank and implementation organ that has the goal of providing recommendations on strategies and policies to Ebola-affected governments and neighboring countries, establishing research and building capacity through carefully prioritized, culturally sensitive initiatives, thus creating an enabling environment in Africa to respond and prepare in a harmonized fashion for Ebola and other dangerous pathogen outbreaks or biological attacks. Mr. Chairman, we note with interest that in your synthesis paper prepared for this meeting, you have included several mandates relevant to the mission of the GET Consortium. In the interest of time, please refer to the circulating text of the points identified. Mr. Chairman, agreement of effective action on these and other related points in your synthesis paper are particularly important, as our concerns are. The use of convalescent blood products, which contains specific antibodies donated by survivors of infectious disease outbreaks caused by pathogens that have no known cure, is possibly the only means to treat or reduce the severity of an outbreak. This technology and capacity to collect safe blood or plasma is severely lacking in Africa. Now that the Ebola vaccine candidates are showing promise and will be imminently available, it is critical that we do not lose sight of the importance of defining an Ebola vaccine strategy for the Ebola belt of Africa. Three. The West African region has several hundreds of thousands of Ebola samples. Majority are located in facilities set up by international partners who are now withdrawing from the region without a clearly defined plan for handover, safekeeping, or destruction of these samples. These facilities were developed under the arduous conditions of the outbreak and with less than internationally accepted levels of biosafety and biosecurity. Number four, furthermore, many of these Ebola samples have been removed from the West African region without appropriate internationally accepted harmonized transfer agreements, documentation, governance, or prospective plans for beneficiation and justice. I would like to conclude by highlighting three main areas of the consortium's activities and efforts, and to demonstrate how your effective action and refocus on the region will help us. One, building sustained capacity by defining strategies for the use of convalescent blood plasma to mitigate an outbreak by a biological agent. This technology, which was not previously available in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Nigeria, has been introduced to enable the local blood transfusion services of these countries acquire the skills to collect and use safe plasma for this purpose. It now requires further evolution into more sophisticated plasmapheresis and fractionating capacity. Number two, introducing awareness about bioethics, acquiring skills, and developing infrastructure to support a regional bioeconomy, such as biobanking and biosecurity facilities. This is necessary to drive a biotechnology agenda in the post-Ebola recovery period and for the future resilience of vulnerable communities. To achieve the above, the consortium organized the first African Voices and Leadership Conference on Ebola in Dakar in January 2015, which resulted in the Dakar Declaration. We are in the process of organizing a follow-up meeting in Lagos early in 2016 to focus on biosecurity concepts, vaccine strategies, public learning and understanding of science. We are also embarking on a capacity building in the affected countries with the aim of developing biobanking and biosecurity regulations, policies and agendas, which should mature into national legislation in the respective affected countries and across the region. The consortium has conceptualized a sample verification and consolidation project to secure the thousands of remnant Ebola positive samples and their associated data in the affected countries for the purposes of providing an invaluable academic resource for peaceful purposes to advance the understanding of Ebola and at the same time protecting the communities from accidental discharge or theft. This process is fairly advanced in Sierra Leone, and the aims are to replicate this model in Liberia, Guinea, and Nigeria. I'd like to thank the Global Partnership of Canada for supporting GET's attendance at several critical and important meetings. I will be presenting the activities at a breakaway session on Friday morning at 9 a.m., and the room will be announced in the next day or two. Thank you for your attention.